day. But hey, it turned out that way, and I wouldn't change a thing, says Mindy Kaling, comedian. Hard work should be rewarded by good food, says Ken Follett, writer. If we are to remain a free and viable society, we need to spend less time looking at screens and more time looking into each other's eyes, says Glenn Close, actor. Books can be dangerous. The best ones should be labeled, "This Could Change Your Life," says Helen Exley, author. The difference between doing something and not doing something is doing something, says James Corden, comedian. There is light at the end of the tunnel, what hopefully is not a freight train, says Mariah Carey, singer. It is often easier to make progress on mega-ambitious dreams. Since no one else is crazy enough to do it, you have little competition, says Larry Page, entrepreneur. If you don't find your passion in your paycheck, go find it somewhere else, says Sarah Haynes, TV host. Now, a point to ponder. Grief can change your outlook. You don't ever forget the shock, the sadness, and the pain. But I do not believe that grief changes who you are. Grief, if you let it, will reveal who you are. It can reveal depths that you did not know you had. The starting weight of grief can burst any bubble of complacency in how you live your life and help you to live up to the values you espouse, says Prince William, Duke of Cambridge.